I've always felt different. I've always seen things, but when I tried to express them as a child, I was always told to ignore it.
There were people that I didn't know that came to me and said, I have this message that I keep getting that I have to deliver to you.
All of a sudden, out of the shadows, a homeless man just jumped right in front of me, and he said, I'm a soul just like you.
I love it.
And I wanted to understand the universe and who and what we are and what are we doing here.
Well, we're all part of this amazing soul wave tapping into each other.
This was a major life changer.
You are a light. You have helped me a ton. Thank you.
You've given me the courage to live more from my soul.
Millions of people are awakening.
So wake up with Michelle Miche.
Be pleased to hear the best-selling authors and experts in the fields of cutting-edge self-help, personal growth, metaphysics, and spirituality. The soul path of awakening.
Understand what living awake is.
Hey, everyone. Hello. Oh, just in the chat saying hey to everyone. Also known as the Sacred Space and Empowerment Room. I love that. Oof. Love that title. Tammy in the chat was one of the people that coined that. And I think Diane or Diana from New Zealand as well. The two came up with that years ago. It's so true. Hello, everyone. Welcome so much to Awakenings today. I'm really grateful to be here with all of you. Extra grateful. I'm always grateful, but I'm extra grateful and extra excited today. If you're listening in the chat, that's great. If you want to interact or ask questions, please set up a BTR profile. Get your little emoji or put your little face up there and your little icon, and you can ask questions. Of course, you can listen by internet, web, a lot of people do, or you can listen by phone. If you want to listen by phone, that number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. If you have a question or a comment or you want a reading, please press 1 on the keypad. I see a lot of people in the switchboard, but only a few have pressed 1. So make sure you press 1 and kind of stay by your phone. I know I do my talk for my channeling and work with my guides. So some people leave and then I'm like, hello. You're on air. Again, call in number 347-539-5122. Press 1 on your keypad. All right. Obviously, I had extra rest. Listen to me now. I did. Got a great guest coming up. Really excited, actually. Got Carolyn Corey. She is a best-selling author, founder of Omnium Films. She's got 2 documentaries that are doing really well, very well acclaimed, Among Us and Superhuman, The Invisible Made Visible. So we're going to be diving in with her consciousness and some kind of practical things about the mind, but she weaves in a lot about the science. So we'll be diving in. So you don't want to miss that. So stick around, please, for the second program. Again, if you did have a comment or you want to share something or you want a reading, that number is 347-539-5122. Press 1 on your keypad, okay? Please let me know how the sound is. My wonderful co-hosts, sound engineers, and ground the energy, anchor the energy. And allow the space to open in the chat. Thank you, Tammy, for letting me know that. Yeah, so those of you that are getting online, if you do have a question or a comment, please press 1 on your keypad. Yes, some people are pressing 1, 347-539-5122. Press 1 on your keypad. So a couple things to discuss, and we've got an email question that came in that I love this question, actually, because I've actually had it happen to me. Now, I want to let everyone know I do have a workshop on September 25th coming up, energetic clearing. We're going to be doing some chakra balancing and energy of body alignment. So important, and I'll get into that a little bit. Really want to support in that way. There's a lot coming up with the body, yes? A lot of people having that. A lot of stuff with the body right now. I mean, look at what's happening on a global level with about the body. And so we're in this phase, really, of a lot of realignment, a lot of purging, cleansing, clearing, not just mentally, emotionally, but in the physical body, in the kinesthetic memory, the cellular aspect of the body, and getting these updates, not just mental, emotional, but physical, to be able to open up and handle the new frequencies and wavelengths, the energy of the new emerging consciousness. So if you, that's something you want to do, you can go to soulplayground.life, go to courses and classes, and it's there. You can find out more information. And if it resonates with you, you know, click reserve your space or sign up. So also want to let everyone know you can connect with me further on Patreon. Also YouTube, Soul Awakening with Michelle Mache, my YouTube channel, growing. Great people. I'm recognizing more people, which I'm loving that, by their names and I'm really feeling this interconnectedness now between Patreon Awakenings here, which really anchors the energy, and YouTube, and then of course my Instagram, meeting new people there, which I'm loving. So there's ways to connect with me further, and also MentorCam. Just had some people from Awakenings listeners ask some questions on MentorCam, so I'm loving that too, especially when I see the shining, open, beautiful, heartfelt beings, the energy. I got to, it just touches my heart. So anyway, that's Ask Me Anything at MentorCam. And that is, I believe, in the description box. Or think of my courses, classes. There is a little link to MentorCam also. Some of you have been asking about soul-centered living. It's already this program is closed, but I will be doing it again, or a version of it, February probably. I don't think yet. February, March, we'll probably launch again. And people are loving it. We've got people from all over the world that are connecting, and I'm also really enjoying that as well, just get weekly support, so I get to keep connected with everyone. So before we get, let's get to the question that email James had. I love this question, and I've actually had this happen to me, and it's a great question, and it shows how interconnected we all are. So the question is, things like I'm going strong and Patreon is working for you. Yes, it is. I'm flowing, James. Can't hold this question back any longer. What does it mean if you're having actual intercourse with your partner in dream state? I tell you, that's one out of the box for me. Well, you've been on the path long enough, you experience a lot, and I have had that experience a few times, as well as other things, which I'll share with you. That is emerging. That happened. That's the astral. You're actually on the astral. So there is, people call it the mirror image or the mirror world. There is a, in other words, think about it. The denser physical aspect of us is, I don't know, is a quarter of us, maybe less, an eighth in who of what we are, right? So we are these rungs and rungs of energetic light energy, right, that goes through the etheric, through the astral, the Akashic, the upper spirit realm or Buddhic, right? And then it, as we extend or expand more and more, and I've seen this in death, you know, I saw it with Yoshi. I've seen it with clients of mine, bereavement clients of mine. I've seen it with one of my shamanic clients. We extend back into the all that is. We literally, you know, and I've experienced it, having had two near-death experiences. It's in meditation, it's called samadhi, going into oneness, but the ultimate samadhi is samadhi. So it's almost like when a glass breaks, you know, you have water, let's say in a pitcher, and it breaks, and the water just oozes out, right? It just spills out. That's what we do. So when you are very connected to someone, call in if you want to, if you're listening. When you're very connected to someone, you can have what we call an astral bleed through, right? So we have these people know the veil, the seven main veils, A lot of times we have bleed through. That's what a deja vu is, or we get a glimpse of our future self, or something that's going to happen. You know, a memory. You know, you kind of get in that zoned out state or zoned in, right? You're no longer just in this time frequency. So you're actually having sex, yeah, on the astral. So if you're very interconnected and kind of the right combination is there vibrationally while you sleep, you will have that, you will be aware of that experience, right? And sometimes the other person. It's like dreaming at the same time. I remember years ago, I had kind of two examples of this, but one actually, a couple of them was with sex. And it is so real because it is real. And other dimensionally, right? So we could be sleeping and we're traveling around. I've seen that when people are starting to leave their body, when they're starting to die, the dying process happens weeks before, sometimes months, but usually the week to 2 weeks before, people become very active, even people that are in comas, and they're traveling. You know, I've read sometimes for people as a psychic medium, and I'll be describing places and people, and my client will be saying, oh, that's my aunt, or that's my cousin, you know, in Florida or Rome, or that's their house. I go, oh, they're traveling now. He's traveling. They're like, what? And I go, yeah. They extend out, especially when you start getting more comfortable in the dying process of letting go of your body, of losing your body, of letting it go. There sometimes becomes this euphoric feeling. That's why sometimes people don't want to come back body or into this existence. At first, there's usually a clinging or a holding on. But then as they begin to see that they can travel and move around and visit people, and they can feel the energy of the people they're visiting, a lot of times they keep extending or expanding out more and more and do these visitations and to, you know, wrap things up, complete things, say hi, say bye, you know. Sometimes there's a frustration that people don't see that or feel that, but they're just like to get out, especially if they've been in a lot of pain. They're just feeling good that they're extending or expanding out of their body enough that they no longer feel any pain. So I've had situations where I've been on the astral realm. I've been visiting places other dimensionally. And then a friend of mine, remember this Darcy, she had the same experience. And we knew it wasn't a dream because it feels very different. It's like you're in a movie, on a movie set. You're walking through. And we had a very strong connection and also obviously past life and obviously other dimensional connection. But we had the same experience, the same journey, the same night. And we talked about it. I think it was the next day or no more than 2 days later in our you know, at yoga. We did yoga and then we were like, hey, I got something. What did you have that happen? So, yes, it's very possible. Those are not necessarily integration because a lot of times in dream therapy, dream interpretation, sex dreams are usually not about sex. Sometimes they are, but a lot of times they're about integrating that energy of that person. And that is sex. That is intercourse, entering someone. It's the ultimate alchemization, right? So that can be taking place too. But it is happening on the astral realm. Now, give you an example of this, which is so interesting. Years ago, and I won't say who because he sometimes listens, but ex-fiancé of mine, really dear guy. I loved him immensely. He loved me, but he also cheated on me. And it was right before I was getting ready to go to Europe, and I was retraining. So I had a lot, you know, I was going to be living over abroad. So, I decided not to kind of work through it. But I was, you know, I was, first of all, I picked up psychically that he was cheating on me, and I picked up with who. He denied it, but then he later admitted, you know, he admitted it right away because he knew I was psychic. And I was like, I predicted it was going to happen. And then I saw, and completely with him, his lack of self-esteem, his ego, you know. I got to tell you, I was very, very busy. My life was so full. I was modeling and acting. I had my TV show. I was doing all kinds of, you know, I also had my thriving healing practice, psychic, you know, I was doing charity work. And literally we were up the downstairs. So I get it. You know, I'd be coming back from the gym. He'd come back from work and he was going to the gym. You know, we were literally crossing paths. So, and I just had, my life was so full and big. There was so much going on. But what happened was I was mad. So, you know, I was hurt, but I was, you know, mad too. And I remember we had this three-story loft and I had a healing space, an open deck. I had a really cool office and healing space. And so I was sleeping upstairs because I, you know, I was mad. You know, you cheated on me. I can laugh at it now. But anyway, astrally, I was hitting him, you know, boom, 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 you know, and I don't hit. I'm not a fighter. I do things energetically. I don't fight. But all of a sudden, I hear, ow, ow, ow. And it woke me up, and I thought, oh, my God. He astrally felt me pummeling him. It's ow, ow, ow. So, yes, we can. We can, I know, right, Tammy? It's amazing. So, yes, we can feel things, you know. And then, like, the next morning, he's like, I had this weirdest dream. I don't know. I felt like this pain or I was in a fight or something was going on or there was this aggression or anger or maybe I was working through something. And I said, no, that was me on the astral plane pummeling you. So, yes, it's very possible to have those kinds of experiences. There's even ways to program for those types of experiences. Great question, James. Thanks for the game. So I just want to go over a couple of things, and we're going to get to callers. Again, that number is 347-539-5122. If you have a question, a comment, you want to share something, or you want a reading, one on your keypad. So this morning, it was very interesting. I got in my meditation about trust. This week, for everyone, there's going to be a lot about trust and being tested to see if you're going to, if you're ready for your next level. So be aware of that. The next few months, something or someone may be coming back in your life that you said that is maybe not the best pattern for you or the best experience. You're going to be tested. And I'm telling you guys, there's so much. By the way, those of you that are my Patreon, I just uploaded a long video for the Soul Path Seeker and Soul Path Journeyer. And then for the whole Soul Path community, there will be another going up on the 20th. What can I tell you? We are prepared. You know, there's going to be a lot of quick decisions, a lot of opportunity for expansion, for growth, for prosperity, for abundance. A lot is going to be opening up. Now, does that mean there's not going to be the constrictions, mandates, all this other protest? Yes, all that. All. Remember, we're in the converging flow. I have to keep reminding people this. That means whatever, the good, the bad, the ugly, as my mom and also one of my metaphysical teachers used to say, the good, the bad, the ugly. It's not that we're not, first of all, we're not going to be hit by some comet. There's another, nothing is going to happen. It's going to be pockets of things. There's going to be, rightly so, lawsuits against companies, you know, protests, laws trying to get changed. You know, injustice is trying to be right. You know, what are our human rights, our sovereign rights as an individual, as a citizen? You know, this is all across the world. And especially in the United States, because our chart is very unique. We're coming into our Pluto return. There's just a lot of energy. And I believe we do have the South, an aspect as our South node in Sagittarius. There's a lot that's going to be happening. But people, you also have to look at, there's a lot that's happening that's very positive and uplifting and life-confirming. So, again, as we ascend, as we expand in consciousness or extend in consciousness, as we live out the new emerging consciousness more and more, co-create the new paradigm, the new earth, we raise in consciousness. What does that mean? The higher level of consciousness, the less you're stuck in one extreme of the polarity. You don't live out the extremes. And Buddhists talk about it the middle way. Now, you may be called to fight the injustices or protest, or maybe you're a lawyer or human rights, lawyer, civil liberties lawyer, constitutional lawyer, this is the time where your soul call, your gifts, your training, your expertise, your gifts, everybody's meant to give in a way. Maybe you're a great pianist and you're playing music or putting out great music that uplifts people, or you're teaching others how to play music. Everyone has their role to play, right? And it's very important that you begin to understand and recognize what is your role and go more by your soul role, so to speak, your soul interest. So there's going to be a lot of testing before we go into the next level, and that will be in form of situations and definitely in relationships. Are you taking the lesser? Are you going back in frequency? So this morning I lose my phone, which I call in through that phone. I didn't lose it. I misplaced it. I had a bunch of things in my hands for doing readings and stuff later. And I was trying, get this, I was trying to find my phone. I was using my mind to say, where was it last? Where would it be? Where is it? Oh, I can use another phone and I'll use another mic. Okay, but then I'm trying to find it. And then all of a sudden, I just kind of relaxed and my higher self said, use your sight, you're using your mind. And I stopped. I went, yeah, I'm using my mind to try to get the answer. Don't use your mind. Use your psychic eyes. Use your intuition. And as soon as I said that, of all places where the phone would never be, because I was looking at normally where I sometimes just drop it off, underneath one of my pillows, I pulled my duvet back. But I got the flash. As soon as I heard, you're using your mind, and I thought, oh, yeah, don't use your mind, Michelle. You're trying to think, where is it? You're trying to find it. It's not about finding it or thinking where it's at. It's about the intuition. It's about merging. It's about opening to where it's at. And I did. There was like this little energetic space that opened, and then I flipped over the duvet and picked up the pillow. Now, why would I do that? And there it was, right underneath my purple pillow. So I thought, okay, that makes sense as to not trying to overthink things, everyone, right now. Not trying to overthink. Not trying to use your mind to figure it out. But your intuition, like when I'm channeling, whether it's as a trance or conscious channel, psychic medium, I'm opening up. I'm not trying to things out. I'm opening up to the energetic presence of what's happening with this person. Or as a psychic medium, I'm opening up. I connect into the person on the other side vibrationally. And I don't try to get, sometimes I have trouble understanding or hearing, especially maybe if they speak another language, but I open up. I go into that space. I become one with them. So there's something for that with everyone. It's like, ask yourself, am I trying to figure things out? Am I trying to think through this? Or do I just need to pause and open to the answer? Because that's literally what I did. And it's so interesting. I felt that little gap happen. So I shifted vibrationally. I felt this little gap. And I didn't even think. All of a sudden, it was almost like I was out of body. I saw my hands go down. One hand lifted, my right hand flipped the duvet back. My other hand took the purple pillow and lifted it up. And there it was. And then I thought, how the heck did you get there? How did it get there? So, all right, Radiant Soul Light. Let me know how this resonates with you and what's going on with you, whether you call in, connect with me on my Insta, my IG, my Instagram, or in the readings on Soul Awakening with Michelle Mache YouTube channel. Let me know in the comments, if you're in the chat, if you're having this. I feel like this is also another part of the test. Which part of you are you using? Are you accessing? We're getting more and more used to and more comfortable with being residing more and more in the intuitive, And it was a pause. I just had to pause and just allow it to be revealed, allow it to happen. All right, we're getting to callers, 347-539-5122. Press 1 on your keypad if you have a question or a comment. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Hello, hi, hello. This is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
This is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
So my question is, how can I change the energetic space in my work environment? I've been getting so angry and agitated and frustrated, and I'm really trying to change my attitude about being at work, but I don't think it's working. So can you help me?
Yes, but that's what I was going to say when you said at work. I was feeling and hearing through words that it's more you. Now, what can help is moving into, and I know people know this, gratefulness of what this job is providing. So a lot of times when we get a bit resentful of our circumstances or our job, we need to pull back and say, what is the expectations? Like, what is this actually providing? While I look for something else. So that's going to satisfy the left and right aspect of your brain, hemisphere of the brain. So it's going to keep you, it's going to allow the right side of the brain to be more activated, because the left side will see there is a reason for this. This is, and I'm grateful for this function. Now, one thing that can be very powerful also, Jasmine, is a meditation where you, and I've done this before in many situations, where I connect in what the situation is. So let's say for you it is the job, and I get in a relaxed state, you know, and you can go on either my YouTube channel or my soulplayground.life if you don't have, I have some short breath work and meditations. So calmly just get into a more aligned state, a bit of a more receptive, relaxed state of the body and the mind more open, so do some breath work, and then connect in with that job. And give thanks, okay, it did this, it does this, it brought me here, it's this and that. I appreciate this. And this is very important in manifesting. A lot of people do an either or, and you dilute your energetic juice, your vibrational frequency. You dilute the manifesting juice when we stay stuck and I don't want this, I only want that. The either or is always the ego. The soul is, and the spirit is all about and. It's about both. It's inclusive. It's the most inclusive that we can ever actually get, right? So if you see what that job is providing and you thank it for what it's providing, whatever that is, how much or how little, whatever that is, and then you say, okay, that's good for now. You know, I'm grateful for this. I appreciate what it's doing. And I now want this. And now you start focusing on what it is you want in your next scene, your next scenario, your next job. So it's really important that you stay with, that you are integrating both aspects of the polarity as much as possible.
Okay.
How's that?
Good. Okay. Thank you.
There's also, and just another thing, Jasmine, there's also on my Soul Awakening with Michelle Mache YouTube channel, there's also, I believe it's in, I don't know if it's in meditations or if it's in workshops, but it's either alignment meditation or ascension attunement, and it literally works with taking the denser emotions, the whole process, a meditation process done in this workshop. I used to do this quite a bit. And it helps dissolve the denser emotions, the stuff that are holding down, like anger, resentment, grief. It helps break that up. You actually call it in to your energy field. You actually merge into it instead of resisting it. Because one of the things that keeps us persisting, one of the things that keeps is that we try to resist certain things that we don't like. So actually, if we call, if the energy is here, we call it in, we allow it to be, we allow, merge ourselves within that, will be the positive, will be the uplifting energy, will raise our vibrational frequency. So that is what I would suggest for you. Jasmine, let us know, okay? Keep us posted. I'll be, you know, let me know how it works for you, works out.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Much peace. Bye-bye. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Good afternoon, Michelle. This is Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Sue.
Your voice.
From tarot.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
it's been a struggle this last week. No, I had some more water issues.
I miss tarot. I can't wait to start more. I miss tarot. I miss everything.
Yeah, I do too. That's my connection, and it's just been crazy time. But anyway, I'm in a dilemma right now, or not a dilemma, a situation with work. And so every day they send me stuff constantly about filling out an exemption form, which needs a medical doctor. And my whole thing is I want to stand my ground that this is not legal issue or what's going on with us. And it's like, well, do I break down out of fear and do the exemption? You know, I have no idea what repercussions will come down the road from that, but I'm adamant about
could be religious too.
Yeah, it could be religious also. I still need a signature from somebody. You know, I need a minister. Anybody a minister I could use?
but it's
this struggle that's inside me about where are my rights? You know, this is illegal. And do I buckle and file the exemption? That's where I'm at. And I can't get to a true answer. I get bombarded by people constantly sending me things. You got to get this in, you know? And I'm like, you know, at this point in time, I don't care anymore, you know? It's like I'm ready to move on to another part of my life. And maybe this is the kicker
I feel like that's the bigger picture, and that's what's going to be happening, I feel, for so many people, is it is time to move on from past ways of working and to prepare. That's what I've said, because I feel like there's loopholes right now, but next year there's going to be lots of crackdowns, and that's why I launched that soul-centered living. I feel between now and February is really mental, emotional, but prep time in finances, other ways of working. Because I definitely see, I mean, in the information that I've been getting and the visions that I've been receiving, there's going to be a lot more different ways of working. Same with currency, you know, digital and or regular. Not yet digital quite yet, but there will be. That's where they're trying to funnel everyone. But there'll be
a lot of bartering going on.
Yeah, bartering.
Yeah, communal bartering.
Yeah, service to service communal. Yeah, because I will share one thing. Eventually, it's not necessarily going to be how much money you have, because unfortunately, people, and this is where the real protesting is going to be, because what's going to happen is access to money will be clamped. So at some point it's going to be kind of who you know and service to service. Again, we'll still have some money in cash, but that's not going to be the accruing of that. It is not going to be the security. I know a lot of people are thinking that, but yeah, at some point that there's going to be, you know, even not being able to access due to certain banks, you know, being closed or clamped on money, or there's not enough in circulation So what is the filing of the exam? What does that mean? What do you have to do?
I've got to go through, you know, I do have medical issues. Now, whether they consider them medical issues, I don't know. But, you know, I need to fill out a form, and at the bottom of it, I was just going to fill it out and give it to the HR group and let them get the signature of a doctor, because at the bottom of it, that needs doctor's signature. And right now, my doctor and I do not see eye to eye. and neither does my husband's doctor see eye to eye about it. They believe thoroughly that this is what we need to do, and it's like, no. You know, I ask him questions. They can't answer them. And so it's like, well, it tells me
you
haven't been researching.
Frontline medical. I went with them to get them. An appointment's like $90 for the online appointment. And then because I got medication for them because I'm not doing that either. I'm not doing the, as far as I know right now, I haven't gotten the feeling or the inclination to do that. But
do it yet. I work for an institution that's now insisting.
I understand.
Think
so
it's ridiculous.
And there are plenty of people, you know, it's funny because I get in my meditations and my messages and psychically all this protein, and you don't see anything. But then people on other media, you know, outlets, there is a lot going on. There's a lot happening, you know, as far as constitutional law and labor union. So, you know, we're in for the fight. I can't, because I feel like it's up to you, because I feel eventually you are moving on from what you're doing. And it's just, it's up to you. Is it now or the tie is up to you? You know, it's just up to you whether you start preparing, you know, by getting the other work going. Or you just fill out the form. I would say right now, just do what's confusing. Fill out the form and don't sign it, you know, or don't have anybody sign it. And then if they come back to you, then you deal with it, you know.
Yeah, see, and I'm thinking about filling out the form, and I've got all this research and all my constitutional backup, you know, and it's like I'm thinking, I'm just going to send what I've been finding along with this little exemption and see what they say, you know, because, you know, you got your Bill of Rights, you got, you know, all these different research things where, you know, is this been approved? And it hasn't. Seriously, I have a legal team.
No, and if something happens, there is no recourse because there is, and they make you sign that, because I have a friend that got the jab.
Right.
So if something does happen now or down the road, there is no recourse because it's talked about. I know the word they use, experimental or whatever the phrase, I don't remember what it was, but
well, it's a clinical trial, and once you sign a clinical trial paperwork, nobody's liable. Nobody's liable.
Exactly.
And that's all.
Yeah.
Then what was just supposedly approved was a BLA clinical trial. They authorized them to do a clinical trial. It's not, the vaccine has not been approved. That's where we're at on it. And so I've got the paperwork on that. So I think I'm just going to send. I think that's what I'll do is I'll send in the exemption, and I will send all my other backup that I have come across, because, you know, they always look at me and say, well, you're not a doctor. You don't know. And it's like, well, I've been researching quite a bit because this has hit a hard spot in me. You know, it's got me out of core, out of balance. So it's like research more, you know, find your core in all your research. And then make that decision with your, you know, feeling good about what I've come across.
Yeah.
So that's where I
sit. Well, it sounds like you're doing all the quote unquote right thing. You know, it makes sense. I mean, none of this makes sense to have to be told what to put in your body, something experimental.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's where I'm at.
It's not really astonishing.
Not to change subject, but I want you to know how I asked you about the three hurricanes, the group. You know, I've been in three hurricanes. I live in the middle of the United States.
Yeah.
Well, now I just had a complete flooding of my basement last week. I'm like, okay, here is all this water coming in. It's like, can I look at it as more spiritual wave coming into my life rather than
emotional
stuff.
You know, it's so interesting, though, for August and September, and I don't really watch the news very, 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 very rarely. I did pick up in the readings of my YouTube channel, flooding. I kept seeing flooding, and I kept seeing climactic changes, like subtle. Those are going to intensify, and those people that listen that are astrologers, that also happens to do with that Uranus and Taurus. We've got and Neptune and Pisces, which is water. And be aware, there could be more flooding or more water issues. I was also seeing electrical stuff, electrical outages, which again is Uranus. There's going to be a lot more frequency. And in fact, because we have, there's going to be, I think it's squared in Neptune and Pisces. Yeah, I don't know. There's some aspect I know that's coming up in the next couple weeks. That again, I feel like there could be water issues again. This is why, I mean, the inner core of who we connect with in our inner self and our intuition and our like-minded individuals, we just have to band together because it's a converging goal. There's going to be so much. It's education, you know, organizations, corporations, individuals, families, communities, weather, you know, climate. Why, you know, it's just everything is
more
moving to is causing this, is a reflection of the disruption that wants to happen to redirect the energy. So powerful. Well, Sue, always great to chat with you, connect.
Thank
Keep
you.
Keep us posted.
Thanks
on
for
the,
listening.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I know it's a very, very trying and frustrating and troubling,
unbalancing,
you know,
what it is.
Yeah, no, because
really
you have this anvil, like this anvil over your head, and unfortunately, we're not going to yet see the mishaps from all of this. And I don't mean just getting the jab or to jab or not to jab, but the system that's being created because of this. It's going to be too late. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine and he was like, oh, well, you were saying in your visions. And I said, actually, my visions were very stark, shocking, traumatic. I said, the little Michelle, it always has a little optimistic Pollyanna, like, well, there might be a tripping point or critical mass. No, but the visions didn't show me that. And the guides didn't show me that. They showed me everyone going hook, line, and sinker, you know, into the little guardrail of the slaughterhouse easily, and the strife, the difficulties from that. I always like to say, well, maybe you can turn around, or you can, because sometimes you can. It might be less bad if people, you know, no, we're going to go. Unfortunately, like what happened in, I have to say it, Nazi Germany. It's very similar. The propaganda, the shaming, and you hate to say it, it's because people aren't thinking ahead about what does this mean? What am I signing up for?
Yeah.
And what does this mean for my children and the children's children? Where is this leading? Where is this going by me just willy-nilly and bullying people? And my prediction, I said in the beginning last year, I said it on YouTube, I said it in my workshops, I said, unfortunately, what's going to happen is women's rights, because of this will be an excuse for women's rights to be infringed upon, and you will see an erosion of Roe v. Wade. And then it'll be LGBTQ, and then it'll be other people. Oh, no, Michelle, no. That, why would they do that? That has nothing to do with the vaccine. And I said, because it's not about the vaccine. It's about an agenda and control. And look what happened. Here we go.
We're on that top of that slide. It's getting ready to go, you know.
We're
and
on
that's
the
what
slide,
I'm feeling,
and
too.
And I'm holding on the way on the holding on the side.
Like,
can I go down?
I'm like, can I go down the stairs again? Let's turn around.
Could I go back around? I'm looking, and the water is not as deep as I would like it. I'm going, ooh, that's going to hurt at the bottom. I don't know if I want to. Can I climb back up?
I agree.
Oh,
exactly.
No.
Well,
oh,
I'll let you go. Thank you.
Keep it posted.
Big
very good input.
I will.
Question. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air. Hello, you're on air. Welcome. Get back to you, 661. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Michelle, this is Jen. How are you?
Hi, is this Jen, you said?
Jennifer, yeah.
Hi, Jen.
I paused a bunch of times, so I just wanted to see if you were picking up anything. I mean, my first instinct was to ask about my current relationship to see if you picked up anything, but, you know, I don't know if there's any other messages for me because there's a lot going on as far as, like, legally with my family.
Legal, yep, with Jupiter.
Yeah.
Okay, so could be whatever it is going to start up or ram up, and maybe you have to answer. It shows you having to push forward on it, whatever, but it is showing legal dealings. There's actually increase around you. So, okay, you're not quite sure about the relationship. The relationship is, Gemma, it's maybe saying not to put all the eggs in one basket or lighten up with it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, it does. It's going good, but okay. I just, you know. Sometimes
yeah, don't overthink it. Just have fun. It's time to have some fun and keep it light right now, and maybe
okay.
Do some fun romantic things.
Okay.
He likes a lot of variety, like different things to do. Fun, maybe even outdoors. Something outdoors.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Get out of the house.
Okay.
Jen, get out of the house, okay? All right. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see. Hello. Welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. This is Jody.
Hi, Jody. Welcome to the program. What's your question?
Thank you. My question, mm-hmm. I'm going to stick with the theme that has kind of come up here today. I'm wondering about my career. Do you see it moving in a different direction or changing up soon?
Well, first of all, I feel that you're still a bit on the fence about it or how to do it or when to do it, but I do feel that eventually you will. There is some kind of shift or transformation, even if you do it slowly. But right now you're kind of thinking about it. You're on the fence. I do feel that it will be successful. It has more to do with your maybe self-expression or creative expression or something that you're more the key focal point. So give it some time to unfold because I feel like you're still kind of weighing it out. Well, how would I do this? Should I? I'm going to say October, November, there's a lot more clarity, especially around mid-November. So you may be planning it out or strategizing the move is what I'm hearing.
Definitely.
All right,
Jody. I haven't decided. Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's what I'm saying. So give yourself time. Sometimes when we're feeling
okay.
things through, thinking things through, it's not, even when I get things a lot of times psychically or intuitively, it doesn't always mean take action now. You know, I would say
okay.
there's inspired action, and there's what they call in the I Ching, calculated waiting. It's number 5, hexagram 5. Actually, that would be a good book for you for many of you right now, and especially you, Jen, one of our guests. It's called A Guide to the I Ching by Carol K. Anthony. I think that would really help you right now to connect into your higher self, but to kind of read
seriously.
The energy. Because I'm getting, huh?
I think I just saw that in a metaphysical store today. Not kidding you.
Oh, my God.
And I looked at it.
Because I was thinking, why did that just pop in? Because I saw right now the hexagram 5, calculated waiting. And that is so important because a lot of times people think, well, I'm just waiting. I'm not doing anything. No, there's a lot going on, or you could be preparing for the decision. Okay, there's your confirmation. Jody, keep it posted.
Okay.
Call back. Let us know. We're rooting for you. Let us know how this unfolds.
Thanks. Cool. Thank you.
Time for one more. If you're on air, then we have our Awakening guest coming on.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Welcome to Awakening. Hello. What's your first
Hi.
Name?
Jessica, thanks for taking
hey,
my call.
Jessica.
So I have been guided to do outreach and step into more of a visible power position in my local town to make positive changes. But in my journey in doing that, I'm encountering some personalities. I've known these people for a bit of a time. They're very like stuck in their ways. I've encountered some like personalities that are just like how I explained, but they're also sort of bumping up against my childhood wounds that I'm like sorting through and clearing still. And just wondering what you're picking up on this, because it just, it doesn't feel good a lot of the time, and I'm doing like a lot of forgiveness work around it, and I see things shifting after I do some like deep meditations and healing and then go out into the world, but it's just coming up again for me in the current moment.
Okay. Yes, so I see what you're going through. First of all, I would say that the forgiveness will happen on its own. Focus on your what's being triggered, your wounding. Find where it's going and see, well, how is that now? Is that what's going on now? Or is it just part of what's going on? Find your bigger purpose for being there. Like, I am here for this, whatever that bigger purpose is. The other thing I'm going to suggest to you, and having been a facilitator, I learned early on in my career, because I had was doing a lot of group work, and I had some situations come up in the group work, and one of my mentors, he was working through Ken Blanchard, one of the leading business coaches, company in the world, and he laughed and said, aha, you got group dynamics happening. Find out about group dynamics. You can Google it. There's books on it. And understand, I talked about this a lot in my Soul Entrepreneurship program, which I may bring back next year. So those of you that have been asking for that, if you're listening, yes, because you're going to always bump up. But if you can see people, how they are responding and where they are in the unfolding or chain or spider web of group dynamics, you can understand how to diffuse situations and not get as involved or take things personally. Now, not to say that we don't get our – sometimes, yeah, my feelings can get hurt. I just don't bring it in the group and I see, okay, that person's acting out of wounding. You know, I can see the self-esteem, this and that, or whatever's going on. And then I can bring it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you need to do that, because I feel already, and I don't have time to go into this deeply, but what I feel already is everything is there's some learning aspect to everything that we're a part of. So I feel like for you, you need a bit of training. Now, if that doesn't have to be you go to somebody necessarily. There's plenty of, I'm sure if you Google or, you know, YouTube or books, but I feel like if you want to go further in this, because there's always going to be, and in most groups, there's one until you get to a certain level. Now, I don't have stuff like that, knock on wood, rarely. I even rarely get trolled, whether on this show or my YouTube. So it's possible the more you handle your inner wounding, the less you do draw in those kinds of confrontive situations or pushing you up against your wounding. It's less. I know I rarely, knock on wood, I rarely have those kinds of situations. But I'm not going to say never out of the blue. And it probably throws me off more, because when I talk to my colleagues, they're like, oh my God, I get that all the time. Just ignore it. I have that. And I'm like, wow, I don't get that. So when I do get it, you know, I really have to use your tools, Michelle, do your work, because it's natural to have that, unfortunately, in group dynamics. So I feel for
you,
just with some preparation.
I mean, do you see me getting anywhere here? Because I just am finding that it's the same old thing of like they're, I kind of feel like sort of ignored and not really getting the appreciation, whereas like they have all this ego.
Yes, Jessica, I'm going to get a scoop. Hear me out, in a very feeling you way, it's your pattern that's playing out. Not you, but it's your pattern. So it doesn't matter where you go, that's going to play out until you heal or handle that enough. So right now, where you're at is perfect to work through this. because it's not about them. They're responding. We all respond to each other's patterns subconsciously. We all have a relating pattern. You know, I'll give you a real quick example that just shows this. Years and years ago, I had somebody, you know, tell me, oh, I knew you were a very giving person, and they actually tried to weasel some money and stuff out of me, which they weren't able to later, kind of con artist situation. And I said, and I was asking them, because I caught them in what they were trying to do, and they said, I said, well, how did you know that? And they said, well, the first time I met you. And I said, what? They told me, and people, you can watch shows on TV. There's all kinds of books on this. Because this person was getting coffee and a muffin and paying, and they were juggling in their hands the coffee, you know, cup and saucer and the muffin. And I right away said, oh, let me take that and hold that for you. And then they looked at me, thank you so much. That's so nice of you. Within that 30 seconds, they saw what my character was, what kind of person I was. So we're always giving those signals. So I just say lovingly to you, if you really want to do this, maybe re-listen to what I've suggested to you and do it. Because I feel you have a natural gift, but you've got to handle or heal more that pattern, that issue, that wound, that pattern, that relating pattern within you. Otherwise, you're just going to keep getting that mirror. And the mirror is always, it's coming from our inner psyche to make us aware to heal. All right, Judy, take good care.
Yeah.
Please keep us posted.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You're so welcome.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
It's always a part of us. Not completely. We don't live completely out of projection, also perception, but a lot of times it's us. All right. Some of you that have been with me from the beginning of the program, I shared a little bit about our guest. For those of you that are joining us now, I want to let you know about our awakening guest. Today we have with us Caroline Corey, an award-winning filmmaker, best-selling author, and the founder of Omnium Media, a film and digital media company that tackles various thought-provoking topics on the human condition and the nature of reality. In 2017, Caroline teamed up with prominent scientists from Harvard and Stanford to conduct a series of experiments that quantify the interaction of consciousness and the physical world. Her latest award-winning documentaries, Among Us and Superhuman, The Invisible Made Visible, are based on scientific investigations of the mind-matter phenomena. In addition to filmmaking, Corey continues to lecture internationally as a guest expert on supernatural phenomena, as well as talking at major conferences, television shows, including The Unexplained with William Shatner, History Channel, and also Ancient Aliens. I want to welcome to the program Caroline Corey. Hello, Caroline. Welcome.
Hey, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Hey! Yes! Oh, my gosh. I love what you're doing. Oh, my. Where do we begin? Oh, my gosh.
I know. Did you watch the film?
I haven't. No. You sent it?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought
no,
we sent it to
wait.
You. But it's on Amazon. It's everywhere.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay, it is on Amazon. Ooh, that'll give me something. I've been watching. You know, I do love my History Channel and Ancient Aliens. Oh, my gosh. I love. Okay, so it's on Amazon. Okay.
It's on Amazon.
Yeah,
it's on
yeah.
Tubi. It's free. It's free on Tubi. Tubi TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tubi TV. Okay. Great. Okay. Well, everyone,
and
thank
Amazon.
You, Tammy, for putting her link in the chat. So, Caroline, I just got to know, how did you get involved? We're going to dive in further, but in the trajectory that you're on right now, the path, what was for you, I guess, your awakening to this or your defining moment of making this something more professional?
Well, actually, this has been the story of my life since I was 5 years old. I was having all sorts of experiences. The most significant one, at five, I had an encounter. I saw beings. I saw the structure of space. Mm-hmm. I started communicating telepathically. And I just kind of, like, it opened me up to that whole world. And so what happened was it was such a powerful experience that I remember every detail of it, like, you know, my whole life. And what happened was I remember what the beings told me. The thing is, I started asking questions, not so much why this happened. Like, it felt very natural. It felt like that's what was supposed to happen, but more like, how did this happen? Like, how did my brain see these beings, talk to them? You know, at the age of 5, nobody teaches you telepathy, you know? And so, and how you are able to maintain this communication and see things beyond the 3D veil. And so because I was asking these questions, as I grew up, I got into the world of consciousness, how consciousness works, the mechanics of consciousness, the science of consciousness, and how it interacts with the physical world. And so that took me 20 years to kind of work through that whole process. I developed methodologies for different types of abilities, but also energy medicine and consciousness expansion and things like that. It's a type of regression therapy as well. And helping and training hundreds of people around the world, I was like, okay, this is working. This is real.
Yeah.
There's real, there's real results here. And evidence after evidence after evidence. You know, you see something and it happens the next day. You heal something and it is on paper the next day. So, you know, so that convinced me throughout the years, all this validation, that there's no question our consciousness does have an effect on the physical world. And so at one point I said, we need to put that in a film format because, you know, I don't need to convince the convinced. We need to reach
out.
We're
living this way.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
And you know
exactly.
What I find interesting, because many of us have had these experiences, which I love. I feel so grateful for, before even being able to read or before reading or taking workshops.
Yeah.
So
for
there's
sure.
This real.
Exactly.
Yes. But always what was the missing piece, especially for me, because I'm not a scientist and minimally studied, you know, biology and science and, you know, what I had to in high school and college, is, yes, it is real, it does work. You get the confirmations, whether for yourself or people you work with. Why and how? What is, and you said the interface, which I want to go back to. You said the interface or intersection between consciousness and perhaps the material or our body or the reality, that there is this interlocking interface that's always playing. Now, let me ask you, what is that? And is that, do you feel, by what your research, is that going to be more known to us or understood to us in a more, let's say, tangible way?
Yeah, and definitely. I think the first thing is to change your perspective that this is not real, it's not possible, and it's far-fetched, and it's woo-woo stuff. You know, that's the first thing, because as we all know, the belief and the perspective have a lot to do with it. I mean, you know, the placebo effect is proof enough that you can, you know, swallow a sugar pill and have a measurable, significant effect on your body because you thought you were supposed to. So, so that's the first step. So, but in the meantime, what I attempted to do in this film, the last one, Superhuman, The Invisible Made Visible, is to show, not just keep talking about it, because that's the problem. I think we've been talking about it for years and years and years. Even our doctors now tell us, yeah, meditation affects your stress level, your blood pressure, But we're not we're not understanding or seeing how. And so this is exactly what this film does. On camera, live, we conduct scientific experiments, with different scientists. For example, one of them is we attempt to change the pH in water, bring it up or down just by focusing on it. you know, or we change the DNA parameters, just focusing on it. Or, of course, telekinesis, moving objects with the mind. So there's all these experiments that we did live on camera in the film. And, again, these are under scientific conditions, meaning we take what we call a control, a baseline. So for a long time, we measure, like let's say the pH in water. We take measurements over a long period of time, so we know what the pH is at. And then exactly at, let's say, 2 p.m. or whatever, you know, we focus on it and we attempt to change it. And this is exactly the moment where we see a change. And then when you stop focusing on it, this is where it goes back to the baseline. So that's how we know that this was not random. And, of course, we have to repeat it over and over again. So that's how we know this is scientific. It's not like a fluke, like it just happened. And so when we are able to do this, over and over in laboratory conditions, on camera, live, you know, it's like you see it. You see it with for yourself that when you think of something, it does something physical, and it's measurable. Yeah. Here's the measurement. It was 7.4, now it's 7.5, then it's now it's 7.6. I mean, you see all of this with your eyes, and I think that is the level or the step that, you know, we're at is to show and convince people that this is real. So that's what I'm hoping I'm helping with this film is to kind of bring that additional level of validation and proof that interaction between mind and matter.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it because there's an intention, is it focused you know, we've had a few guests on that talked about this, Larry Dossey, MD, and also Linda Taggart, the intention experiment. And there's been some studies, actually, that write with specified intention or outcome and non-specified. Have you noticed a difference with that? And in your experiments, is there a specified intention and or outcome?
Yes, absolutely. It's very, very specific. Now, having said that, it's specified, but not in the way we think. So, for example, let's say I'm attempting to change the pH in water. So it's specified enough in the sense that my intention is saying I want to change the pH of this water sample, but it's not specified in the sense that how it's going to happen. Do I focus on the hydrogen molecules, you know, multiplying or decreasing? Mm-hmm. Do I focus on just like a number? Do I visualize a number? Do I visualize, you see what I mean? Like there's different ways that you can make that happen. Which is the way? Which is the right way? Now, if you're a scientist or a chemist or something, you're probably going to, you know, have a tendency to focus on the chemical component of the water. And we know that the hydrogen molecules, you know, as they multiply, that decreases the pH and vice versa. So maybe that would be your choice to do it. But but somebody else who has no scientific background, they would never go there. You know what I mean? So
right.
They say, I don't know how that's going to happen, but all I know is I'm going to affect the pH of water. So it's specified without it being specific as to the how, if that makes sense. And so,
well, it makes sense.
So that's
but is it now to lower?
Because
that's also so it is okay. Because I know as a hypnotherapist, we'll have specified out like to lower blood pressure, or we'll say to make it in an optimal range or for optimal health, and then the body will kick in and knows optimal health wouldn't be to raise it if somebody already has high blood pressure. You know, the body mind system is not going to raise it. So
exactly. Now, exactly. So if you're not sure of the root cause, because many people have high blood pressure for different reasons. So,
right. So
is it stress? Is it hormones? Is it something you're eating? Too much salt or whatever? And so if you don't know the root cause, you know, then having just that outcome, focusing on that outcome is good. Having said that, the more detail you have, the better. I'm not saying you know, you have to have it, but it's better. For example, like let's say when I was working with a piece of paper, you know, like telekinesis, and so there are different ways you can affect a movement of a physical object. You can change the magnetism around it. You can change the heat around it. You can change the air molecules, increase air molecules, so it pushes it in this way or that way. You see what I mean? And so which one is it? Which is more effective? And so especially when we do something under vacuum. Under vacuum means you cannot increase electromagnetism. There is no electromagnetism. There is no air molecules. And so it's in a vacuum. And so, well, what is it? What is going to move that thing, you know? So that it was so educational to even attempt those experiments. That's why I highly recommend people to do this work, just to kind of understand what your mind goes through when you're trying to manifest something physical, and how you start asking questions, which is better? Should I do it this way or that way? And of course, if you don't know, you just let go and you say, okay, the outcome is for that piece of paper to rotate, period. But if you do know and you start to experiment, how about if I try to imagine that I can create air molecules or multiply the few air molecules that are there, what would happen? So you kind of focus on that and feel it out, and then you focus on magnetism and feel it out. And so in the process, you start to understand kind of the mechanics of that connection, if that makes sense. And so it's really, really fascinating. The more detail, the more things you can figure out or attempt to do. This girl in the movie, we invited to do a telekinesis experiment. She had never, ever done anything in her life. She has no clue. So we taught her a few things. And then at one point, she has those, you know, piece of paper under glass. She's not touching the glass. She's away from it. And she's looking at these two pieces of paper kind of hanging over a little stick thing so they can rotate, you know. And she has no idea how to make it move, right? Like she's just staring at it and going like, is this going to work? What do I do now? Do I imagine this? And all of a sudden, so those things aren't moving, right? They're perfectly still, like for an hour.
Right.
and then all of a sudden she's like, you know what? I'm just going to have fun with this. And so she started giving them names. She calls one piece of paper Juliet and the other one, I don't know, something like Hillary or something. And then she started talking to them as if they were like little people, you know. And then she started talking to them, and all of a sudden she said, I'm just going to give you love. I'm just going to give you love. And I swear, Michelle, the second she says the word love, those things rotating like crazy, and it was completely still, like forever. So, you know, this is a crazy example, and of course we did it again and again, slightly differently, of course, but still having those results, which shows you don't have to know, you know, you don't have to be a physicist, you don't have to know all these scientific whatever, you just have to know what you want, who you are, how you connect to the physical world, and that happens. The magic happens.
Yeah. Well, now you said something very simple but very profound. You just have to know how you connect.
Yes.
And I think that's also this next level of awakening, how you connect. It's so individual because, look, she tried different ways. And as she, the way that worked for her to connect into that space of that, you know, what seems to be the solid, what seems to be material, the energy of that, the molecular, quantum, biophysical, if you will, energy of that, she found her way. And also what you said when she said, I'm just going to have fun.
Yes, playfulness, yeah.
Yeah, the playful, you find that too with like the playfulness or the willingness to just, maybe just try different things or different ways. Does that make a difference?
Because what is playfulness? When you are playful, you're not so attached. You're like in the moment, you're focusing on joy, which is a high frequency. So you're not like, oh my God, I have to succeed. I have to, because you're just playing. You almost don't care whether this happened or that happened. And that is the ultimate, really the ultimate secret, actually, of which is letting go. And so that's why playfulness is a combination of joy, excitement, and letting go, and trust. Because you're not attached to any outcome. So you're in the moment, and that is the most powerful feeling you can have to manifest your reality. And
what did you say? Joy and what
in
the letting go? For the playful.
Yeah. And on top of this, as soon as she was in that space of joy and playfulness and just like having fun, letting go, she says the word love, and boom. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was ridiculous how like perfectly orchestrated it was. You know, it's like the second she says love, you know.
And what do you make of that? Because there are so many, I know a lot of probably people listening have had experiences with this. There's definitely a lot of documented experiences. Dr. Emoto is one. But with love, or, you know, I'm thinking of, again,
yeah.
Lynn McTaggart or Larry Dossey, David Hawkins.
Yeah.
That whole idea of love and what we feel when we say that word, what communicates. That seems to kind of transcend that barrier somehow.
Yeah, exactly. So there are several things going on, but like with the experiments that you mentioned, like Emoto with the water and things like that, what we are demonstrating here is the frequency of the word. It's not the word itself.
Ah,
it's the frequency,
right,
and the energy
frequency
behind the word. Yeah, behind the word.
Yeah.
So because, for example, I can say I love you and not really mean it, and you can feel it, you know,
yeah,
as opposed to saying I love you and, like, you can feel. So it's not just the word. It's the energy and your intention with the word. And so we did a fantastic experiment. People are going to get a kick out of that one in the film where we were able to measure the frequency of the voice of a person who was talking. And so we had Karina Smirnoff, actually, she was a guest in that segment. And what we did is we kind of gave her these headsets and a microphone, and then she would speak words that she would speak about things that she loved. For example, what's your favorite color? What is it that you love to do in your life? And things like that. And as she was speaking, we would see not just frequencies on the screen, but we would see patterns. Like we would see literally the patterns created by her voice, and they would turning, like becoming, instead of them being all chaotic, they would start to become coherent and like create those beautiful, harmonious spheres. It was fascinating. And then she would talk about things she was struggling with. And the patterns would change to total chaos. I mean, you can see it on the screen. It was just so obvious, which was, again, another demonstration that the voice itself has a frequency, which is almost like a fingerprint. It's each person's voice is very unique to them. In fact, we can now measure a lot of things, even the medical establishment uses the voice frequency to figure out a lot about your health, you know, things that you're missing or if you have a cancer gene or whatever. And so they're using that technology to do that because the voice is extremely significant and it holds that signature, your signature at that moment. And so what we were doing, we weren't just measuring the frequency of the voice itself, but also what you were saying. And so when she was feeling amazing about what she was saying, the entire patterns became like beautiful, you know, a little bit like the Emoto experiment, and then vice versa, which tells us our thoughts, our emotions are going to affect the physical world through our voice, so through the words that we use. And so that is another very, very powerful experiment that we did in the movie that tells us your words and the feelings that you have behind your words are not just random. They are literally mm-hmm. having a significant effect on the physical world.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is so amazing because it just underscores the fact that we're not just, you know, we're broadcasters and transmitters. We're these transponders, but we are constantly putting out these energetic wavelengths and frequencies. And like
exactly.
you said, a lot of it is our intention and also the feeling. And I think that's, again, this next level of awakening, I think it is people awakening more to the energetics of things within themselves, the feeling tone of something, like what, not just what is being said, but what's the energy behind it. Like you said, the love. Obviously, she felt love. It wasn't empty words, just love, you know, just there seemed to be, it sounds like to me, there was some actual feeling of love. The other thing, Carolyn, I find fascinating when you were saying about the designs that were made, because there's a metaphysical principle that love is the binding force, that it brings
yeah.
everything or everyone together, whether you want to call it survival, thriving, optimal health, you know. And so it's very interesting to me that you found that, I mean, you saw it being created. So that has some amazing implications that it's like a homeostasis of the body-mind system, but it's maybe even of the world, that love really does bring this beautiful, cohesive, coherent, resonating, more resonance than dissonance, divine, because that's what aesthetics is, right? It's something that's resonating. There's more resonance and coherence than dissonance in an appealing, uplifting, or beautiful design. What do you make of that? That you actually were seeing it, but what does that mean for us as individuals and humans and humanity?
Yeah, it's that's what I'm saying. Like, this is like, it's not, these aren't just abstract concepts anymore. This is something
yeah.
you see
yeah.
happen on camera with devices that measure what you're doing, which is that's really, I felt like, was extraordinary to be able to share that. For example, also when Karina was saying things about she loved, one time she said, we asked her, what's your favorite color? And so she said, oh, I love yellow. I love yellow. And the more she kept saying that, I promise, you should see that on the screen. It was fascinating. We were blown away because we were watching it live. The pixels of the patterns became yellow. Turned yellow.
Whoa.
We could not believe it. We were like, wait a minute, because we were expecting the patterns just to change in terms of shape, but she kept saying yellow. I love yellow. I love yellow. It makes me so happy when I think of yellow. And the actual little images became yellow. And then when she changed, she said, my least favorite color is burgundy or something. And that changed mm-hmm. again. So to me, that was mind-blowing because, again, it's proof that
it's
love,
proof.
That feeling is behind what we're creating. It's not just the word. It's not just the idea. It is what we are emitting in terms of energy. And that mm-hmm. energy is at the base of creation, which is love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is amazing. You said that not just emitting, but we're creating. And then we are moving into that conscious creation. Or eventually more and more of us will be living this way, this conscious creation. But we have to understand these principles and see it. I mean, yes,
exactly.
We do it. Many of us do it abstractly. But it's as you start seeing it more and more, that kind of, there's a confidence. It shores up your ability to bring that focus in more. And I like what you said there.
Exactly.
You're also creating. You're saying it's not just emitting, but that's the basis of creation. That she's actually, I mean, you saw it there. That's amazing. People in the chat are, I can't wait to see this film. Yeah, let me ask a question. Oh,
yeah.
So
film? If there are any questions, please. Yeah, go ahead.
Where else is it available? How can we watch this film?
I think you answered.
So
it. Let's see.
It's on Amazon. It's on Tubi TV. I think it's on Pluto TV. So for those who have Tubi, it's also free. So, but people can go to the website superhumanfilm.com. And then they will see all the different, you know, platforms where it's, but right now it's Tubi TV and Amazon.
Yeah, and I think on regular Amazon it's like $2.99 or $3.99, so worth
yeah,
the view.
Yeah, it's not bad. But Tubi is free, Pluto is free, and again, there are other platforms on there, like if people have Google Play or something, they can watch it on there, or Comcast. I mean, they can just go. So the best is just go to superhumanfilm.com. And also, so what we've done, because this was so powerful, Michelle, even the crew, you know, don't forget, we're doing this also in the worst conditions. You know, we have cameras and, you know, equipment and cable.
Yeah,
and we have, like, all these people, you know, who are, some are believers, some are skeptics, and so, you know. And so, but when we would do an experiment and then we would manifest something crazy like this, the crew would be like, oh my God, can I try this?
Yeah.
Can I try this? And so because of it, I thought, you know, people are going to watch this and they're going to want to learn how to do it. So we created a bunch of facilitated workshops and classes. So for people, if they want to learn how to do this, so that they can they don't have to. They don't have to, but I'm just saying for those who want something more structured, I mean, people should just go out and try, you know, on their own. But if somebody wants something more structured, then also on the website, we put those classes and you know, and then they can just go step by step and learn these things that we did in the movie. So it's so fun. It's super cool. Yeah.
Now, Caroline,
are
the classes online or are they in person, Zoom, or they on? Oh,
yeah.
So both. And where do they go for the classes if they're interested in finding out
more
information?
Same website, superhumanfilm.com.
Okay. I think Tammy, thank you. She put it in the chat. Thank you, Tammy, for putting in the chat. Appreciate it. Yeah, and Justin, I have to have you on again. Did I dive in? There's so many more questions I have for you. one thing I'm curious about, the scientific approach to consciousness. You know, we hear that more and more, the quantum, you know, parallel universes. You know, we're hearing this more. What is it? Obviously, there is a sector within science that is looking more at consciousness. What is the approach that is now being taken that you're seeing?
What do you mean, the approach that's being taken?
Well, is it more the scientific? Is it more that there is more experiments, making things more visual? You know, moving it out of perhaps, you know,
esoteric. You mean?
Yeah, esoteric, or, you know, I can't think of the word right now, but stories about it. Is it more doing this experimentation and documenting, having these labs? Is that part of the quest, I guess, and the focus and intent to show what consciousness can do, or different levels of consciousness? Is that part of that approach?
Yeah, for sure, because up until now, I mean, of course, there have been many studies. I'm not the first one, you know, but it's been random here and there. And it's, you know, this experiment here and that experiment there. But now I feel like with this film, especially, and with these courses and stuff, it feels like we're making a different step, a huge leap forward into somewhere between the esoteric and the hardcore science. You know, it's kind of moving in that direction where you just have to do it. Just do it. You know, there's enough validation, enough proof, enough examples, and the more people are doing it, as opposed to talking about it or understanding the principles, the movement, the direction, like what you're saying, is this next step, which is from the talking and the thinking and understanding to the doing and the being. Being. Be the creator. Do the creation, you know. And I think this is the step that we're at right now, which is a huge step forward.
Yeah, huge, because it is you're bringing in the idea of doing it and also not just reading it or seeing it, but there's, you know, it's the visual is there and multiple ways, one person did it this way, another person did it this way, and you're seeing the results,
right.
Which I find
exactly
fantastic. I think people need to see it.
Yeah, that's, exactly.
And
exactly.
The more we see it, the more,
the
as you said,
does.
The belief. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what the film does.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Carolyn, this has been great. We're winding out of time, but this has been so fascinating, and I wish you so much success, even more and more and more, and to reach more people, because this is something that we really, really need right now. So thank you for taking the time to come on Awakenings. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. And people, if people are interested in general kind of topics, also on my website, CarolineCorey.com, you know, they'll see other types of training and a huge YouTube channel with a lot of free stuff as well, if they're interested.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Thank you. Well, come back anytime.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Yes, that's true, Lynn, contemplating how to really use this in life. Well, there's a lot of tools. Either go to CarolineCorey.com if you have more interest or want to find out more about this. Also, again, we were talking about the documentary Superhuman, The Invisible Made Visible. And you can go to the website. You go to the website, those other platforms, or it's also airing on Amazon. So you can go to superhumanfilm.com. There's also a YouTube channel. So superhumanfilm.com, CarolineCorey.com. And again, we were talking about Superhuman, making the invisible visible. That's exactly what was happening. I love that. I love when I get guests that have also had these experiences at a young age. I mean, it just, because I grew up, you know, part of me assumed everyone else was having that. And then, you know, when my little friends, a lot of my, you know, my friends I grew up with, neighborhood friends, or family members, though they were not close to it, were not having these experiences. It was not until many years later that the experiences I had, I was able to, workshops or books or mentors or teachers find out, you know, I knew they were valid and meant something, but to have other people going through this. So that's the beauty of what we have now with so many, the avenues to experience this and explain through books or films or podcasts like this, Instagram, YouTube, you know, there's so many ways. Oh, so let me know if you watch the film, we can talk about it. Let me know how you like it. Oh, also omniverse.com. Thanks, Lynn. Omniverse. Omniverse.com. Is that it? Okay. All right, Radiant Soul Lights, thank you so much for being a part of Awakenings and co-creating this. Just love this community and the sharing and love the guests. We get really good guests on. I have to thank our guest again, Carolyn Corey. And again, you can find out more information about her in the description box. If you want to connect with me further, you can through Mentor Camp, Soul Playground.life. Come connect with me on my YouTube as well and Instagram if you'd like to. And let me know how you're doing. Let me know in the comments how life is unfolding for you, how you're navigating through these changes, or just say hi. And always, 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 everyone, continue to shine your light, shine it extra bright, share your insights, and, of course, keep awake. I'm getting woke
and staying woke. Awakenings broadcast every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversations and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook. And check out Michelle's blog at soulplayground.com. And keep awake. Are you woke and staying woke?